The removal of the 17.5 VAT not only led to a reduction in domestic airfares, but also led to an increase in the number of passengers. For instance, domestic passenger throughput from May to December 2017 was 323,754, as against 295,278 passengers for the same period in 2016, representing an increase of 9.64%. Fares are revised periodically by the operators according to the peak and off-peak season. Although the current level of airfares is a function of demand and supply, we all know the impact of competition. It is our expectation that with new entrants in the pipeline and an increased choice of operators by the traveling public, the domestic airfares will come down. The ministry continues to engage other operators such as Starboard to ensure the resumption of operations. We wish to assure this August House that as a policy, local entrepreneurs and airlines are being engaged to set up stronger private airlines to boost the vision of making Ghana the regional aviation hub for air travel. To this end, local businesses and prospective investors such as Babyjet Airlines, among others, have advanced plans to commence domestic airline operations soon. The ministry will continue to support our and other incoming domestic airlines to grow. The result of the expected competition in the sector will ensure efficiency in air transport and further lead to competitive pricing. We will continue to rely on the support of this August House to enable us achieve our stated objectives and goals.
And you heard the Minister of Aviation, Cecilia Adapa.
We are joined on the line by our parliamentary correspondent, Bubu Klinogo, to tell us more. Good afternoon to you, Bubu.
Good afternoon, Baba.
Tell us what the reduction of the fares is all about.
As you may recall, in April 2017, the government went to Parliament and then announced a reduction in the number of tax rates. You know, the NDP campaign on the promise that when they come into office, they will abolish what they call nuisance taxes. And so one of the taxes that the government abolished in the budget was the 17.5% VAT on domestic airlines. But then the argument has been that since the reduction, that is for the minority, they have argued that since the reduction in the abolishment of the tax on the air tickets, the fares have not really gone down. So the member for Adaku, is an NDC member for Adaku, Mr. Akobia, asked the minister to come and tell the house whether there has been any reduction in air tickets since the abolition of the VAT. And so, in responding to that, the minister did indicate that there has actually been reduction, and she gave the figures. For instance, she indicated that the air tickets, for instance, for Africa Airlines, you know, the AWA, the AWA, they are also one of the domestic airline operators in addition to Starboard Express. But for now, it's only the African Airlines which is operating, and she indicated that their fares have reduced significantly since the abolition of the VAT.
So when did the new reduction take effect?
Hello?
Yes, Bubu, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
When did the new reduction take effect?
No, the minister did not actually indicate the exact time that the reduction took place, but was abolished in April last year. So some months or few months after the reduction, after the abolition of the tax, the reduction supposed to have taken place.
Well, we hear the member for Assange Central, Kennedy Japon, is expected to appear before the Privileges Committee today. Has he been there?
No, that meeting has not taken place yet, but I can say that the member is in the house, Mr. Kennedy Japon is in the house.
Okay.
The person who also claimed, that is the minority with the Honorable Mutaka Moba, their house. The chairman of the committee, who is the first deputy speaker of parliament, is also in there. So all the other members of the committee are around. But there is no clear indication as to when exactly they're going to sit. So we are all looking around, trying to look for information as to when exactly they will be meeting. As of now, we don't have any information on that yet.
Okay, Bubu, we thank you so much for that update. And you have been speaking with our parliamentary correspondent, Bubu Klinogu.